In this week's parsha, Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. And the Torah says, Vayomer Yosef alachav, ani Yosef. And he says, Ha'od avichai. He asked them a question, is my father still alive? And the Torah says, V'lo yachlu achav lanosa so ki nevalu mepanav. His brothers couldn't answer them because they were so scared and frightened. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that when Rabbi Lazar would get to this pasuk and read it, he would cry. V'lo yachlu achav lanosa so ki nevalu mepanav. Uma tochacha shabasa v'dam kach. Tochacha shal kadosh baruch alachas kam v'kana. If they couldn't answer Yosef's tochacha, he was a human being, flesh and blood, what will happen when you have to answer to the Ribbono Shalom's questions? You look at the pasuk, you might ask yourself the question, two questions. One is for Rabbi Lazar, what was the tochacha? He asked him a question, is my father alive? And secondly, more obvious perhaps in the text itself, when the brothers came down with Binyamin, which was the last time they had come down from Eretz Canaan, and meaning the last time they had seen Yaakov, so Yosef asked them, "Hashalom avichem azaken asher martem ha'odenuchai," and they said, "Bayomer shalom la'vdachol avinu odenuchai." They told him, "He's well, he's alive, very nice." The brothers hadn't gone back up to Eretz Canaan in the interim. So why is Yosef asking his brothers, "Ha'od avichai"? How are they going to know? How are they going to know whether Yaakov is still alive? So there are a number of different approaches that are taken to this particular issue. And you might add to that, by the way, why couldn't they answer the question as they did earlier? So you could, of course, say that the brothers couldn't answer him, not because they didn't know the answer to the question, but because they were so in shock that this was Yosef. But why is Yosef asking the question? So one approach taken in the Mefarshim, Reb Chaim Paltiel, is he wasn't asking whether Yaakov was alive, he was asking whether his father was well. Meaning his father clearly had suffered, and he was wondering, you know, his father might be alive, but he might be, you know, elderly and really infirm and terrible and in awful condition. Another approach is suggested by the Riva. It's not clear, but I believe that the way he understands is that when Yosef asked the brothers, Ha'od Avichai, and they said, he's alive, he wasn't asking about Yaakov, he was asking about Yitzchak, who was his father's father. And the brothers answered by saying that Yaakov is alive, because they didn't want to say Yitzchak was dead. But if you know the Gemara in the beginning of Sachem, and when Rav asked Rav, whether his father and his mother were alive, each time Rav told them the other one was alive, they were both had died, but he didn't want to answer the question directly. So Yosef thought maybe that they only said Yaakov was alive because they didn't want to say Yitzchak was dead. But he didn't know necessarily that Yaakov was alive either. But the Klei Yakar has a different approach. He suggests that what Yosef was asking them about whether or not his father was alive, even though they had told him that he was alive, because he thought maybe they were lying to him. They thought maybe they were playing up this whole thing as they had started from the beginning. Right? Like, we can't bring him down because his father is really distraught and so on. So he thought that maybe the reason why they were putting on this whole show is so that he should have more rachmanis on them and on Binyamin. But maybe Yaakov really had died. But why couldn't they answer him? So the Klei Yakar says something which could have been actually Yosef's question, his real question. Yosef said to his brothers, how is it possible after what you did to me and what you did to my father that he's still alive all these years? Did you not think when you sold me what it was going to do to my father? Ha'od avichai. Is he really your father? Because if he is, how could you have done this to him? How could you not foresee what the end result was going to be? Yosef himself goes through something of a metamorphosis with the dreams. Yosef, as a youngster, he has these dreams of grandeur. And he goes and he tells his brothers. And you have to ask yourself the question to Yosef, what were you thinking? What did you think your brothers were going to do? Later, Yosef is in jail, and the Sar Hamashkim and the Sar Ofim have dreams. These are two individuals who are traumatized. Yosef hears the Sar Hamashkim's dream. He gives him the interpretation while the Sar Ofim is still waiting. And immediately Yosef just says, oh, by the way, and you know, do me a favor, when you get out, will you please help me? It's really kind of striking. It's like almost part, if you read the text, it's almost part of Yosef's interpretation of the dream. Not thinking about the mental state of mind, either the Sar Hamashkim who may be relieved, but now's not the immediate time to ask, and no surprise, nor the Sar Ofim who's sitting there traumatized, and Yosef gives him the interpretation done. Yosef is thinking about himself, understandably, with no thoughts as to what the dreams, what it means for the people in front of him. He can't even think ahead, what is the scene psychologically for them? Still, he hasn't learned. Two more years in jail, finally, Paro has dreams. Yosef hears the dreams. And as soon as he hears the dreams, he understands what the implication for the future is. He immediately says to Paro, it's fine. This is Paro is clearly traumatized in the first place. He's tumult. Yosef understands. He's given Paro the dreams, and this is probably frightening. It's 7 years of plenty, and then 7 years of famine, and you're not going to remember the plenty. Yosef says, listen, this is the deal. This is what you have to do. This is the way you plan. The way Yosef planned for Egypt, the putting away the grain, is the ultimate roeh es hanolad. Ach ezehu chacham haroeh es hanolad. Vato yera faro ish navon v'chacham. Yosef has learned. But now he reveals himself to his brothers. He says to his brothers, Ha'od Avichai, how could you not realize it, what you were going to do to our father? How is it possible, after what you did to him, he's still alive all these years later? And that's why, v'lo yachlu echav lanos asokim in l'rpanav. Because there was no good answer. How could they not be roas anolad? There's no answer for that question. This is a klal gadol in life. It's a klal gadol in life. Ezo chacham haroes hanolad. We live in a world, for many reasons, where everything is thought in the shortest of terms. We think about what is the immediate need, the immediate desire, the immediate gratification, the immediate plan. But that's often, as we say, very short-sighted. Very short-sighted. A chacham has to be roes hanolad. When you make choices today, when you make choices when you are young, you have to think about what the implications are for the future. When you're asked to give etzah, and I don't personally like giving etzah because I can't see the nolad, it's a little frustrating. When you're asked to give etzah, you have to be roes hanolad. You have to think about not just what I'm doing now, whether it's right or wrong, and what it does now, but what are the implications for a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. The immediate hit, the immediate gratification, the immediate public relations coup may all be wonderful. But what does it mean ultimately for you as an individual, for you as part of a family, for you as part of a community, for an institution? You have to be roeh es hanolad. That's what Yosef was saying to his brothers. You can act in the instant, for whatever your reasons are, but you really better think about what that means for the future. Ha'od Avichai, how is it that my father is still alive? How is it after what you did to him? How could you not possibly have realized what this was going to mean? V'lo yachlu echav lanos oso, ki nivhalu mipanav. They couldn't answer the question. Rabbi Elazar kimati lahai krabachi. When he got to this pasuk, he would cry. Umatochach ashabaser v'dam kach.
Tochacha shalakadosh baruch hu, alachas kama v'kama. Good Shabbos.